Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love and Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
Let's go.
The Ace and TJ family presents Unfiltered, Uncensored, and Uninterrupted. Well, almost.
Right here.
Let's go!
This is Share Funny from the Ace and TJ Show Plus.
Sponsored by Paul Davis Restoration. Or as they would say in our home state of Louisiana, in the south part of the state, Paul Davis Restoration. Restoration. With the Cubillon. If you got some big time cleanup that needs to be done, you need Paul Davis Restoration. And I don't know, this is kind of a, torn on emotions here. It's great that people are using Paul Davis Restoration because they hear about it on Share Funny and the Ace and TJ big time podcast network of stars. But they still need Paul Davis Restoration because they've had some sort of a bad thing happen to them. So, you know, I'm just torn, especially here at the holidays, which, by the way, you'll hear that all the time now from here on out of the year, people saying everything happened and right here at the holidays, or especially here at the holidays, everything gets blamed on the holidays. But anyway, if you've had a fire, smoke damage, any of that kind of stuff, that's where Paul Davis, that's what they do. That's what they specialize in, is getting to you as quickly as possible and cleaning that up. Because you don't call Paul Davis if you just got some leisurely project going on that they need to help you with. You need them, and they're there. They realize that. So go to acetj.com/Paul Davis. acetj.com/Paul Davis. Paul love it. Paul love it. Now, we'll give Paul Davis people a little bit of time now to, they heard their mention, their sponsorship ad done, and they'll go on to something else, and then we won't have to let them know what kind of crap that they sponsor. When we finish our discussion from earlier today about the woman breastfeeding a cat on an airplane.
Yeah.
So that was the story. Allegedly, a woman was trying to breastfeed a cat on a Delta flight from Syracuse to Atlanta. There's a screenshot of the pilot sending in the message to air traffic control. Hey, we're removing 13A. We got to land because she's being unruly trying to breastfeed a cat. And then the question became, would you rather sit next to a woman who's trying to breastfeed a cat, or would you rather sit next to a crying baby? Ace said he'd rather sit next to a crying baby.
Right.
What did you say, Alexis? Which one would you rather sit next to on a plane?
The lady that was breastfeeding the cat.
Yeah, I did too. and Riggins, you did. Rob?
The breastfeeding the cat, yeah.
Okay, everybody would rather sit next to a breastfeeding cat. Now, I don't get mad at people who have crying babies.
I don't either.
Because they can't help it. It's not like they're freaking out probably more than anybody else is because their baby's crying. I don't hold that against them yet. I still don't like it. If I've got the choice, I would rather not have that.
Sure.
Now, I do get mad about older kids, toddlers and whatnot, whose parents aren't controlling them and they're kicking the back of the seat and they're acting a fool, yeah, and all that. That's a different story than a baby who's just crying, because a little baby. Like, they could handle the toddler, tie him or her down somehow or another with the seatbelt, like wrap it around them and keep them, you know, down, and then put your hand over their mouth.
Yeah. Whatever you got to do.
So they can't, you know, they can't make any noise. I've done that many times.
Hour and a half, 2 hour flight with your hand covering their mouth.
Mm-hmm. Tied up.
Hold on.
Strapped down. Not, yeah. Tied up sounds worse than strapped down.
Well.
I just had to answer. I'm sorry. Interrupt the show to answer a very important emergency question from my wife. Can I throw away these leftovers? Yes, throw them away.
Yeah, I go with the cat. Because, I mean, I go with the person because at least it's natural.
Yeah, but
at least the crying child is natural. It's an unnatural act to have a cat latched onto a woman's breasts anywhere, much less on a plane.
But that was the thing, though. The cat wouldn't latch on. That was the problem.
Well, trying to latch on.
That's what caused the ruckus to begin with. I bet if the cat would have just latched on like it was supposed to,
yeah,
there would have been none the wiser.
Has breastfeeding always disgusted you?
Here we go.
No, I'm just,
Ace. Ace.
Mm. No, but I'm more with the Riggins that it's not affecting me one way or the other. If she's trying to breastfeed a cat, as long as that cat stays over there, and all she's doing is like,
it's gross.
A human being is breastfeeding an animal next to you on a plane, and you're okay with that?
No, I'm not okay with it. But in that question, that hypothetical question, which would you rather be? I'd rather be that. Because I can turn my head, I can go to sleep, I could take a, you know, whatever they call them. What's a sleeping pill? A sleeping pill. And then not have to, but I was crying, child. No way.
Then you can already, if you're going to play this game with your friends, which I'm sure most people will, then you start changing up the scenario. Like, I know I wouldn't even have to think about it. I would rather sit next to woman trying to breastfeed a cat than I would a loud Yankee that won't stop talking. I would rather have the crying baby than a loud Yankee that won't stop talking.
Oh, my God.
Well, I can always put on headphones just as a way to let them know I'm tapped out of this conversation.
No, I mean, they don't even have to be talking to me.
Or just talking.
No. Yeah. I mean,
that's a bad one.
I'm assuming they're not talking to me.
That's a bad one.
But whoever they're talking to is loud and, you know, nobody wants to hear all of it. It's worse if they're talking to somebody else because I can get them to stop talking to me. You know, I can fall asleep or whatever. But the other person that they're talking to, and we've all been on flights with those people.
The talkers.
They're just so loud. You can hear them all up and down the airplane. Yeah. And they're just on and on. And most of the time, they're know-it-alls.
Yeah.
They don't like that.
That's why my first move is headphones, earbuds, whichever one I've got on me.
I would rather sit next to a lady trying to breastfeed a monkey that has a knife in his hand.
Oh, my God.
Than a loud Yankee that won't stop talking.
The hell?
It's got a knife in its hand?
Yeah. And has been given Epicac.
Oh, my God.
Thrown up.
You trying to trade seats? I want to sit next to the monkey with the knife, please.
Yeah, if I had those two choices, yes.
That is a disturbing image. If the monkey's suckling and he's staring at you with the knife in his hand, like, you're next, big guy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm coming for you. Once I'm done.
I'd rather that than... Now, you know what? My last flight was really screwed up. They don't know what they're doing here. Yeah, I would much rather take my chances with the monkey with a knife.
Because at least the monkey's quiet.
Yes, and there's a chance the monkey won't bother me. The other one is going to bother me from the beginning
all
the
way
until I get away from him when we land.
Yeah. Wow, what an analogy.
Mm-hmm. And it doesn't have to be a Yankee. I mean, just any loud person that won't stop talking in general. But in my experience, it's always been non-Southerners that are the loudest in situations like that and with the most to say.
Yeah. They got a lot to say.
They got a lot to say. You're still taking the...
Still taking the baby.
There's nothing, Ace, that you would rather say, okay, well, give me the breastfeeding cat lady.
I can't think of anything.
A stinky person.
Yeah, well, that's a good one. Yeah, a B.O. person.
Yeah. What if that baby, really bad.
Yeah, what if that baby needs to be changed, too, and they just don't?
I'm just so upset by...
But you can close your eyes. You can't close your nose.
I mean, you can, but.
I think, stinky person is going to be tough, though. That's a hard one.
Okay, like that underarm onion smell, or just a musty, hasn't taken a shower smell. Are they the same to you?
They're kind of the same to me.
They've been both offend equally. I can't take that underarm smell. That smell like you got some onions in a headlock.
I think, the smell thing, I may
take y'all aside and go, lady trying to breastfeed cat.
Crazy cat that. Lady that's freshly showered and all, or somebody who smells like pits.
Yeah, probably freshly showered crazy cat lady.
Smell like onion on ass.
Say that, yeah.
Ew.
ass onions.
Ew. Then, butt crack onions.
Then you smell like ass onions.
Then your earbuds are noise canceling headphones. Don't help you get rid of that.
You have to shove them up your nose.
Yeah.
What are you taking, Riggs?
Cat. Yeah, yeah. A person who stinks is just the worst.
Worst.
In any scenario.
Mm-hmm.
I saw this tweet over the weekend that made me think of what you were talking about. They said, if you stink in the cold, you're a different type of mustard.
That's so true.
That is true.
Yes, yeah. Very true.
Somebody just like stinks in the cold.
Yeah.
Like, oh, how do you smell like that?
Yeah, if it's cold out and you stink, yeah, you're right.
Disgusting.
That's a great one.
Okay. So that one's on top then. Musty person.
Yeah.
Yeah. Over everything. Over because, loud. Yeah,
because in a plane, you cannot escape musty person.
I don't know, though, with me, Riggins, if I would rather have ass onion smelling person over that loud person. That'd be a tough decision for me. That's how much I despise the loud person.
And you can't put on headphones?
Mm.
How long is this flight?
Transcontinental.
Yeah, I don't know. I almost would take the loud person over the... Yeah.
Do at some point, though... Smelly person, is there a point at which you're able to just block that
out? To get used to the smell?
You become used to it, so right. You don't notice it anymore. I don't know how long that takes.
Like when you're pooping.
Ew, don't
finish the sentence.
Don't finish the sentence.
You know what I mean? Like, you don't realize how bad it is until you come out and then you have to go back in there for something. You're like, oh
God. Yeah. What came out of my body?
Y'all know what I'm talking about. Yeah,
I do.
Trying to think of any other situations that you would see on a plane. But, you know, you can't use earbuds. That's one of the things. It's you can't do anything to stop whatever the inconvenience is or the aggravation is.
Where does person who's sick, like vomiting into the barf bag?
Oh, I'm taking Cat Lady over that.
Yeah, I will throw up if I see someone throw up.
I would take Cat Lady over that, yeah.
Is it worse than like getting your seat kicked the whole flight as well?
Yeah, would you rather be sitting next to Cat Lady or sitting in front of a kid kicking your seat the whole time?
Cat Lady.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, I may go Cat Lady on that one.
Mm-hmm.
I hate myself for saying that. Oh, yeah, kid kicking your seat. Yeah.
Because you can't you can't punch him. You just can't do that.
You're not supposed to let cats out of their little containers when you're flying anyway, are you?
I can't imagine.
Maybe she was trying to put the...
Cats or... I thought any animal is supposed to stay in this little deal.
What if they're
right?
An emotional support dog or a cat?
Mm-hmm. They don't make emotional support cats?
I think
that's
they do.
Not a thing.
No.
They have emotional support everything.
I think any animal
can
do.
Yeah, you just registered it as an emotional
support.
But
I'm just saying that may be why she had it. She may not have really been trying to breastfeed it, but she probably thought this is the only way that they're going to allow me to keep it out of the thing and let me hold it as I pretend like I'm breastfeeding.
They do have emotional support cats. There's an official registry for it.
And that was the complaint from the pilot. We told her to put the cat back in its carrier, and she refuses. Mm-hmm. And it just so happens that she's breastfeeding it as well. So
right.
Just a heads up.
Hungry.
Yeah. So that was
Unreal.
But I think they're cracking down on those emotional support animals on the plane.
Yeah. Yeah, because I mean, people have taken advantage of it.
Yeah. A peacock.
There's no, emotional support earthworm.
Right.
This is my emotional support badger.
Yeah, somebody tried to bring a pig on because it was their emotion. Yeah. It's like, we got to draw the line somewhere.
Isn't that what those things are now, like the fidget things that your sister has, Ace?
Oh, God.
Don't those replace emotional support mice and
supposed to.
Things like that?
Fidget rings, fidget poppers, fidget spinners, all that stuff. Right.
Yeah, they ought to hand those out. You know, they give kids wings on a plane. They ought to hand out those little fidget popper things. Here you go. It's like bubble wrap that never goes flat.
Exactly.
Because you pop it, and then you flip it over, and you pop it again.
Pop it again.
On and on. Now what they're going to do is say those give you caramel tunnel syndrome. That's going to be the next thing. I got caramel tunnel syndrome from my fidget popper. So now I'm stressed out even more than I was. I'm suing fidget popper company.
For my caramel tunnel.
Mm-hmm. My salted caramel tunnel syndrome. Mm-hmm. Trying to think who else would be bad to sit next to on a plane that I would pick over Cat Lady.
Okay. We just got a DM that said, I'll fight somebody who takes their shoes off on a plane
Yeah, a lot of people do. Yeah.
If they don't have smelly feet, I don't care.
Yeah. Even if they do.
I got one for you, TJ. Someone that's eating next to you and eats with their mouth open and is making noises.
Oh, man. Yeah, I'm taking a cat lady.
Cat lady.
Over that. Or somebody who gets on a plane with something they bought in the airport that has onions on it.
Ugh. Oh, God.
There's always a lot of onion stuff.
A tuna sandwich.
A lot of onion stuff.
Yeah, because that's just a foul smell to me. Raw onions. Enclosed spaces. Yeah. I would rather somebody get on the plane with a fish than with onions. Like the smell of salmon wafting through the cabin. I would rather have that than raw onions.
Delightful. Yeah, I don't even know that I would mind seeing the lady breastfeeding the cat. I'd be like, there's something you don't see every day. I don't know that I'd even.
I know. I wouldn't be offended by it. I'd be okay, this is weird.
At its root, at the core, I find so offensive. Like you're trying to breastfeed an animal. Like stop.
I would want to find out what this person is like.
Yeah.
The thing I would have to turn and say,
are you?
What's the deal?
What's going on here?
What you got going on?
I'd be looking like this because I'm Mr. Brightside. You know, I'd be like, it's the first plane I ever got on where I got to see a damn titty.
That's right.
At least I got to see a boob out of it.
One more titty. You got a line foreman for this?
Yeah. Look at that. Thank you, ma'am.
I got next.
What? Oh, never been jealous of a cat before.
Yeah.
Hey, miss any part of Share Funny? Subscribe to the podcast on all major podcast platforms. More Share Funny.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love and Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenix. Neogenix is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenix.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
Share Funny has its own Facebook group. To join, search Share Funny and get more. Now more Share Funny from the Ace and TJ family.
If you want to get on that Share Funny family, that's the newsletter. That's full of hijinks and hilarity. Go sign up for that, and you'll get. Is it free of charge?
Yeah,
it is free of charge, which is seems to be what our motto should be here on the Ace and TJ show. Is free of charge. Sponsored by Deutsche Beverage. Deutsche Beverage. They sell equipment, top of the line stuff. For breweries and all that. So if you want to make your own beer and seltzer and whatever else needs to be brewed.
Kombucha.
Booch.
Cold brew. They do it all.
Deutsche Beverage. Deutsche Beverage. Are y'all familiar with this story of the webcam model in Georgia?
No.
That had a little bit of an accident while she was webcamming her sexual escapades.
What do you mean, accident?
Well, I don't exactly know how these things work, but do people pay a subscription to these webcam girls?
Yeah.
And then they go on, they'll do live webcam things. And so if somebody says, all right, well, I want you to do this on camera, they'll send them some kind of currency through the internets to do that.
Basically.
Thing. Right. They say, I want you to take off your bra. Then they'll say, here's like $5 or whatever, take off. Is that how it works?
Basically.
Okay. Well, this lady evidently was performing. And she was at her residence 40 miles from Macon, Georgia. And basically what happened was that she was doing her thing and She had a gun, and somebody requested her do something with that gun, and she did, and she thought it was unloaded, and she shot herself in the nay-nay.
Oh, my God.
Oh, they suggested she...
I guess.
Ew.
That seems like a dangerous thing to do with a loaded gun.
Yeah, it was her boyfriend's gun, and... just like on many occasions, and he said, you know, how it happens. He told her, don't mess with that gun. So.
Was he there when it happened? I don't know.
I'm not sure. According to interviews.
Unbelievable.
She's 27. She was apparently alone inside the bedroom when the gun discharged. He told deputies he was in the kitchen when he heard a gunshot. And when he got to the bedroom, he found her with a small amount of blood on her leg and advised that she start. He told him that she started saying that she was sorry because he had told. She told him that she shot herself accidentally. They've used the quotes from the report here that say advised instead of said, so it's a little bit hard.
Right.
So he advised that she told him, which is dumb.
Wow.
Make sexual videos of herself and people pay her to see them. He said, this is the boyfriend said, that he thinks that she was recording a video at the time the gun went off. A second witness... Addie Ruth Johnson told deputies that she had walked into the home's living room saying that she accidentally shot herself.
And she lived.
Says unclear whether she was broadcasting live or whether she was recording a video that would be uploaded on is it Chatterbait?
Yeah.
I believe that's right.
She was transporting. Rob. Yeah. I believe that sounds familiar. Maybe need to look up the pronunciation, but I believe that's right. So she was transported from her home to the parking lot of the sheriff's office, where a helicopter then flew her to Macon Hospital, and she was released this week.
Man.
Says she, this is unlikely to lead to criminal charges, even though they could charge her with reckless conduct.
Yeah, discharging a gun or something. There's nothing like
that. Because it was just an accident. She did it to herself.
Yeah. And they said during police interviews, her account of the shooting fluctuated, with her claiming at one point that the gun went off during a consensual act with Alan, the boyfriend. So at one point she said, we were doing things together and it went off, and then I guess is what
now,
they said. But
if I'm Alan and I was in the kitchen and you start telling the cops that I was involved, whoa, hold on. Do not bring my name into this. If Alan was indeed in, which it sounds like based on what you're saying, that the truth was Alan was in the kitchen. Well, Alan's like, hey, don't make the, why would you say you...
That's bull. But I mean, that's what he said.
Yeah. Well, unless she's still trying to hide the fact that she's on this cam thing because you want her parents to find out that that's how she makes money.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe he wasn't supposed to have a gun.
And that.
Meaning he had been a convicted felon.
Potentially.
Yeah. They didn't say that. They didn't say anything of that on there. Point. Yeah.
Would you...
Right? You dating a darned old whore.
Right.
Well, you raised you better than that. Dating a damn cam whore?
Riggins, what if you, as a single guy, what if you met a woman and she was great, everything was great, and then say she's like, I work for a bank, and then on the side, she's doing cam girl stuff. Are you able to still date? I mean, she's cool. You love her to death. Would you still be able to date her?
Yeah.
OnlyFans, all that stuff? You'd be like, okay, cool, whatever.
Yeah, if I liked her, sure.
Yeah.
As long as she didn't bring guns into the act.
As long as she's not going to shoot her crotch off.
What if she tells you that's what she's already done?
But they should have in the story here what damage was done and all of that kind of stuff. Because, I mean, that's what the ladies are going to want to know. Isn't that what you want to know, Alexis? Like, is that, obviously, is that damaged her for life? Is she able to have kids and, you know, all of that stuff?
What's it looking like?
So how long was she in the hospital total? She came home Sunday, you said?
You said later in the week, yeah. So a few days.
So less than a week she was in the hospital, which is kind of surprising, to be honest with you.
Yeah. I'm like, don't take any requests from the weird guys that are watching you on the internet. You know, they don't have your best interests at heart. Right. Telling her to shove, you know.
But I mean, I'm sure she pulled the gun out as, you know, it's like, look what I got, and, you know, teasing them.
Yeah.
Dude, like, what do you want me to do with that? I'm wondering though where the barrel was, like the point of the barrel was placed. If it was or if it was on like pointing down. Or pointing up, you know what I mean?
And just the fact that her quote was, I thought it was unloaded. Meaning you went into this without going, let me check and see if this gun is loaded or not. Mm. Like, you never, it didn't say what kind of gun it was.
And why pull triggers? No,
I picture it as she, it may have been a semi-automatic where she popped the magazine out of it and thought, okay, now the bullets are gone.
And there's one in the chamber.
Mm-hmm. I don't know why I'm thinking that. Just sit and you think about how this could have happened, then that's one of the ways that I'm thinking.
I thought the same thing, that she didn't realize there was one in the chamber.
Wow. Mm. Now she's got one in her chamber.
Rob.
But yeah, I'm just... But I don't think that it would have been like what we're imagining being the worst, like had the business end like actually there and pulled the trigger. I'm thinking that it probably did damage on the outside is what I'm thinking, more so than the inside.
Yeah, if they saw like blood on her leg or something, but you're right, like it could have been really bad.
Because I'm thinking that if it's as bad as what people automatically think, that she wouldn't have survived.
No.
Okay, because I was thinking the same thing.
No way.
Because the bullet would have gone right at her insides. Torn through her, liver, kidney, heart?
All of it.
All that. Girl.
What are you doing?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, how badly do you need the money, or how much fun do you think this is? How you get into it that much?
If you're 40 miles outside of Macon, Georgia, you probably need the cash. I mean, you're willing to put a gun in your business. 40 miles outside of, they had to airlift her to a hospital because there isn't one close.
Think about this too.
Hey, you know, got carried away. I was having fun.
If you're one of the guys that's watching this at that time, and that happens, do you just close your computer? Like, I'm not involved in that. Obviously, there's going to be some police involved in this. I'm just going to close my computer and pretend like I wasn't there.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a nice trailer.
Oh, they live in a trailer?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But, I mean, seriously, it's nice. Got a big, you know, big lot, a big yard and everything. So, I mean, they're not... You know, it doesn't look like she's dirt poor.
Maybe it pays well. Being a camp girl might be a profitable enterprise.
Now, is she going back to work?
Oh, yeah.
You think?
Yes. I'd watch that now. I want to hear the story. Like, what would you think?
Would you be sending her, you know, whatever, however you pay on the internet, whatever you call that currency?
Yeah, you just probably
to see what it looks like now, like before it healed, like stitches and all of that. You want to see the wound?
Let's see the damage.
That's where the sickos come out. But the sickos, I bet, have more money to spend.
Sure. They're not with anybody. They're alone. Mm-hmm. Here's a couple tokens.
Just sitting there with their dog?
Yeah. Oh. Oof.
I'm showing Riggins a picture of her.
Oh. Oof.
What?
What do you mean, what?
You don't think she's pretty, Riggins? She's not girl next door pretty to you.
She looks like someone that would have done that.
There you go.
This is the Share Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ family. More next.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenyx. Neogenyx is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenyx.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love and Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing, and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
This is the Share Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ family.
Let's go!
So we found out earlier this morning that Riggins was the stereotypical drunk uncle at his Thanksgiving deal with his family.
Oh, yeah.
Like full-on drunk uncle mode.
Wasted.
Yeah.
Wasted.
Kids too loud. Hey, what else did you say? The kids were too loud, and then your parents arguing, your brother and his wife were arguing.
Yeah.
You shouldn't even have gone.
I know.
And then your mom told you to vamoose early. Like, you got to get...
Basically.
Like, you ain't got to go home, but you got to get the hell out of here by Friday.
Yeah, how else could you receive that text message? I mean, she said, just a heads up, on Friday, cleaning lady's coming at 10 to 10:30.
Now, had you already told her you were planning on staying more days?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, told my dad.
Oh, well, you didn't tell your mom?
No, I mean, I just get whoever's answering their phone at the moment.
Yeah. Because then when you said, all right, I'm leaving, I'll leave Friday and come back home, your mom didn't protest and say, well, no. I thought you were staying the whole time.
Yeah. No.
Okay, well, then, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
That's how my mom is. She'll start, like, saying, okay, so I'm going to get leftovers ready for you.
Yeah.
You know, they're in the fridge. What time are you planning on leaving? I'm just trying to plan my day, so I'm just trying to know. And I'm like, oh, so you ready for me to go?
My mom was packing up my Thanksgiving food on Thanksgiving night.
If I go to see my mom, I could stay 2 days, 5 days, 10 days. Every time I say, well, you know, we're leaving in the morning. Oh, so soon?
Mm.
Doesn't matter how long I've been there. She is sad when I leave.
Right. Because she loves you.
Right. That's my point.
That's what a mom who loves a child
what it feels
does.
Like to be loved.
That's right.
Right.
Listen, get the
hell. I don't know about that life.
No visit is ever long enough for my mom.
Every time Jody's parents come to visit us, and I open the back of the car and look at their suitcases when they're standing there, I go, damn. How long are y'all staying?
Oh,
as soon as they jump in the airport, TJ's first question is, good to see y'all. How long are y'all staying?
Right. Oh, my God.
Well, big old ass suitcase. I'm like, you know, the kids aren't little anymore. It's not full of gifts. You know, grandparent gifts. So I brought this for the kids. That's clothes. Hey, how long are you staying?
Damn.
But when they fly, though, it's better because they have a return date. If they were to drive, then you never know. You know, with retired people, they could end up, you know, extending it on for, you know, 2 days.
I will
instead of just staying one night. Because I can do one night, and after that, they got to go.
Yeah.
But, you know, when we used to have to go there for Christmas when the kids were little, and I had to tell both my parents, but mainly my dad, hey, enough. Stop. I was spending, it cost me one time, $257 to ship everything back, the gifts and everything. So I've got to factor into my Christmas budget the fact that it's going to cost me $250 to $300 to ship all these gifts, because that's great. We would get there, and they gave my daughter so many gifts her first Christmas, maybe the second one, when she was one and a half. Like, it was ridiculous. They got her own little Christmas tree for her room. That had Disney, and then they got a special deal because they were closing out every Disney ornament that they had in the store of this one series. It was like 20 of them, and they all come in one big box. Well, we were in the car. I mean, we didn't have room for all that stuff in the car, and so I had to ship all that stuff back. I think we flew that time. I had to ship everything back. It cost me $300 to ship everything back.
Yeah, and back then, $300 was been like a million today.
It took a million bucks.
Yeah.
That's right.
Way back then.
20 years ago.
Mm-hmm. But
this is ridiculous, people.
But yeah, I just, like, they're coming, Jody's parents are coming for Christmas, and, you know, I got to pick them up at the airport, and then I don't know whether I'm going to try to get them, you know, bump their flights up or whatever, about you know, like the day or two before they're supposed to fly home, I'll usually start talking about how bad the airport's going to be and that they need to make sure they get there and like with a day's notice.
At least 24 hours.
Yeah, you got to give them 24 hours. And then, you know, you're going to get stuck here.
Yeah, just to be safe. I'm going to take you there the day before. Okay, you know.
Big old ass suitcases. Yeah. I'm like, what are y'all doing? How long are you staying? Damn.
Do they bring more stuff as they get older?
No, they've always come to stay. I mean, they're always moving in. We had to get the U-Haul back. We just moved some stuff into our new house. We're going to get that to get their luggage from the airport. Big old ass suitcase with ribbons tied on them so they'll recognize them.
When are they coming in?
That's too funny. Yeah.
How close to Christmas are they coming in?
I don't know. Oh. I don't know.
Will they be
probably the day I get off, and they go home the day I go back to work.
You think
I probably have to go home, pick them up from after the first day back to work. I'll pick them up and take them to the airport.
I was gonna say, do you think Jody plans that y'all fly out on this day because he'll be working that day? He'll already be out of the house. That way, he'll just drive down and pick y'all up at the airport.
But yeah, it used to be an easy thing for me to go pick them up because the radio station was close to the airport. Yeah. Now,
like, damn. Oh my god,
Jody's asking, go get him. Help with them big ass suitcases. My back hurts. They got enough ribbons on there too to, you know, weigh another 2 pounds.
That's such an old school thing to do. My grandma does that.
How many you got to put on there? They got their own color code. Like everybody else is going to have red, blue, green, and white. We got to make sure ours go red, blue, green, white, purple, pink, red again. On the handle of the luggage.
Oh, brother.
Hey, damn.
They always
2 fly. 2 pounds worth of ribbon.
They always fly up to your house?
Hmm?
They always fly up to your house?
Yeah, they have. They have most of the time. A couple of times they've driven.
Yeah.
And then one time my father-in-law was thinking about leaving a couple of days early because it was going to be raining on the day they were going to be driving back.
Right.
And he wanted to be able to use his cruise control on the road. So he was going to leave a couple of days early.
I get that 100%.
I said, so you seriously, you're going to leave, you know, visiting your kids and grandkids a couple of days early when you don't get to see them very often because you don't want to have to, you won't want to push the gas down on the accelerator while you drive.
Yeah. That's pretty much it. Yeah.
Uh-huh. That's what I'm doing. Yeah. So, with that story, it sounds like I don't want them to leave. Man. But it's better if it's just them rather than my wife's sister coming with them and all.
Yeah.
If it's just the parents, then that's all right. It's a little bit better. It's a little better. But you talk about somebody who never stops talking. And the more she drinks.
Oh, who, your sister?
My wife's redneck sister.
Cruised.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Drinking old cheap-ass wine. Big old box of wine.
When you drink a lot of it, you need to get cheap wine.
It's like that kangaroo wine then got too expensive. They used to buy those big old ass Magnum bottles of that kangaroo wine.
Yellowtail.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, we had some drunk. When I worked at Harris Teeter, there was always this drunk lady that came in. And she always bought Yellowtail in that big bottle.
Or the Barefoot one, too. Those come in the huge bottles.
My ex-girlfriend drank that. You can get it at a gas station.
Mm-hmm. They get it at Sam's or somewhere. Mm-hmm.
Buy it in bulk. Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, my brother-in-law, her husband's fine. He's cool. So, if he could come without her, that would be better.
Yeah.
What?
This is mean.
Why?
Because.
She's mean.
You probably because.
You don't know how she treats me.
Because you probably pushing her buttons.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen it. She a pistol.
You're not wrong.
No, you are not wrong. I was actually shocked the first time I went, he was not joking. No,
she's cool, though. Loud ass, talking all the time.
There's his stupid ass.
Mm. Yeah. And my wife says, it's a good thing you and your brother didn't have any sisters. I know.
Yeah.
Especially if they'd have been like your sister.
Y'all would have destroyed her, poor thing.
No, I'm sweet to her sister. I'm actually the only one that doesn't sit around and ask her why she can't be more like Jody. All the rest of them constantly telling her that.
They do.
That's why she has always been an outcast, Ace, and you know it.
They say to her,
put that pressure on her entire life. And then who could be?
Right.
You know what I mean?
Who could be?
That's an unreachable goal for anyone.
Who could possibly live up to that?
And that's why she's always acted out the way she has. It's a shame.
Imagine, Riggins, if somebody said, why can't you be more like Kevin?
Yeah.
Why can't you be more like Matt?
Yeah.
It's tough. Ask my brother about it.
There you People go. Say that about him.
Yeah. It's tough on him.
It's funny that's meant to be shared. This is the Share Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ family.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love and Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
Share Funny is a production of the Ace and TJ family. For more, download the Ace and TJ app in your app store. Now, more of the Share Funny Podcast.
Nobody can say that my son is not a hard worker, ready to put in, you know, whatever it takes to be successful and make a dollar in this world.
Okay.
When he was a little boy, he was obsessed with Thomas the Tank Engine, and we had so many Thomas trains and tracks and all of that stuff because that was back when we had money. And so when we moved and cleaned out a storage unit and all that stuff, we found a bunch of all of his Thomas stuff and all that. He about to sell it.
Good for him.
Nice.
Good for him.
Yeah. Jay's like, you believe he's selling all that Thomas stuff? I said, good.
Yeah, that's great.
Good for him.
Perfect time of year to be selling stuff, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Did he hang on to it? How did he have it? Or did you just find it?
No, either he did or Jody did. I don't know. But we gave a lot of it to his little cousin. I don't know if he knows it, but yeah. Jody gave a lot of it to his little cousin. Yeah,
nothing wrong with that.
So maybe we can get that back and sell it.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Let me get that back. Let me get that Thomas.
Yeah. You remember that Thomas? We loaned you. I don't know what they said, but we loaned it. Yeah. We didn't give it. So, Ace, what are y'all doing for Christmas? Are you going to go to Louisiana at all? Is your mama going to come here?
No, we're not going to Louisiana at all for Christmas because right after that, I'm going to go to the end of January. And we're debating my mom. We may get my mom to come back for a couple weeks and stay 2 or 3 weeks. Mm-hmm. Cause that'll be the 10th anniversary, whatever, of my dad's death. And so I want to go visit his gravesite. I haven't been there in a couple of years, so we're not going to go. We're going to stay here. And then our anniversary is January 4th. And so we're going to go the 29th. I believe we've got a little, like a right around Asheville, one of those Airbnb dome things.
Yeah, glamping.
Yeah, we're going to say.
You going glamping?
Yeah, kind of. But it's got like a little kitchen attached to it you know, all that kind of stuff. So it'd be cool.
Yeah. Make her moan in a dome. That's what I'm saying.
Ew. That's disgusting.
Oh, I'm going to go get her a t-shirt made for Christmas.
Yeah.
Going to moan in the dome.
I just thought of another one, but I can't.
Send it to me. I'm going to have these t-shirts made that I'm going to.
Yeah.
These will be Christmas gifts.
Because my brother just did glamping with his family and they stayed in a yurt.
Uh-huh.
So I thought,
Yeah, that's a good one.
In a yurt.
Yeah.
You know.
Yurt.
What is a yurt?
I don't know. But my other brother was like, oh, that's like he named some culture. He was like, Malaysian people stay in yurts. I'm like, okay, well, I didn't know that.
It's I forget a hostel. What it was, though. Yeah. A hostel in the woods.
Yeah, I think it's like a teepee.
Yeah.
I'll look that up.
Yurt. Right.
A yurt, yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's just a tent.
Yeah, I think so.
Right. It's just something.
Oh, yeah, it's just a big tent thing.
Right. Something fancy to call a tent for millennials.
You don't call it a yurt, bro.
Right. So, Alexis, what do you do at Christmas? You going, I know you celebrate Christmas now, but I know you won't be spending Christmas with your mom unless you don't call it Christmas. You just call it a visit.
Yeah, it's just a day. Well, I'm going to Denver for a few days right before Christmas.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. That's right. You're going to get high as a satellite.
Right, right.
Merry Christmas. You're going to be Lucy in the sky with diamonds.
Yup.
No, that means LSD.
Oh,
you're not
nope.
going to be doing that.
You're not going to be doing the
LSD. It's just marijuana and crack for you.
Stop.
We know that.
Don't say crack.
Our little crackhead.
Yeah.
So then everything I do is a crackhead move.
Yeah, you don't have to be on crack to act like a crackhead.
That seems like a crackhead move to me.
I saw this thing on, those recipes that they do really fast online. They show you making it. And they were making marijuana candy dishes to put out for people.
Oh, great.
Can you imagine? Because only if you eat one gummy and you're not used to it, then y'all say that it just tear you up?
Yep.
It can, yeah, if you're not used to it. But now people, a lot of them come in 10 milligram portions, but now people eat 100 milligrams. Like regularly. All the time. 90.
They had all these different ones, each like one of those little Christmas candy things that has the divided sections in it and it's got a thing in the middle, which it may actually be the thing in the middle may be for dip and then the outside for different types of chips or crackers or whatever. But they were just filling it up with all the different whatever the names are for the sour patches and what's the weed name for Sour Patch Kids or
I don't know if there's what the name for it is, but I know what you're talking about. Some do have like a play on words for the name.
It's all these were play on words and you put it out and they were just loading up each one of these little trays with that stuff. You put it out for the guests, but obviously your guests are going to be that type of person, right?
Yeah, hopefully they know.
They know what it is. You're not just putting it out there for grandma and them to come by.
That would be so messed up.
Meemaw, you like candy?
Go crazy. Oh, great.
Oh, God. Mm. Yeah, that would be mean to do to somebody.
Yeah. That would be, I'm pretty sure, illegal. Bill Cosby tried that.
Sounds like it could be a violation of the law.
But our house
Stoner Patch, that's what they're called.
Yeah, Stoner Patch.
Yeah.
Our house is already just full on Christmas everywhere.
I love that.
I mean.
Really?
Yeah. And you know what's so horrible about it? Is that I said, Jody, why did you even decorate normally to begin with?
Oh, yeah, because
we just moved.
You did normal decorations for a few days, then moved that stuff out of the way to put the Christmas
right.
in.
That's right. Yeah. So it's just been, two more days of moving.
Yeah. In your case, you could have gone ahead and done Christmas right out of the box.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
So she unpacks, gets everything. Because, when we move, Jody is, like I said, she's a machine. She's got to get everything done and make it homey and all this stuff. So she did that. Like she's at home while I'm working, in the mornings and all. She start on it first thing. Boom, I come in. There'd be something else, another room that's put together and done. Then I would have to, enthusiastically start helping. But anyway, so it was all done. To where you walk in and go, oh, okay, they live here. Look at this. There's their furniture. Everything's set up. Looks very nice.
Right.
Thanksgiving Day, done. Next morning, all right, let's pack up all this crap that we just unpacked and let's put it away and drag stuff from the garage that was in storage, put all the Christmas decorations, and then we're going to move those empty boxes out there. And then we're going to be. So it was another 2 days of moving and unpacking.
Yeah, you could have been forgiven or would have been forgiven for having set up Christmas pre-Thanksgiving because of the timing of the whole thing.
Right. Oh my God. I don't think we would have done that because Jody wanted to see what our stuff was going to look like in the house, in the new house.
Yeah.
Our regular stuff.
I mean, that's like insanity.
What?
To do that, to like decorate your house and then take it all down, not even a week later.
Right.
To put up for Christmas. That's crazy.
Mm-hmm. I know. I married a crazy person.
She might be.
Yeah. And it'd be fine if it was just her.
Yeah.
But then she got to drag me into doing all that crap, too.
Decorating.
I wasn't decorating. I was hauling boxes back and forth and all that. She and Lainey did all the decorating.
Okay.
And then I continued with the cleaning out the garage that was the storage facility for 4 years.
Man.
So that's what I did after cooking for 2 days. But who's keeping score on any of that? Right. I'm not, of course. I don't not begrudge anybody what I do.
Family's just working together.
Yeah.
Making it happen.
Seriously. I mean, I got a couple of hours with my son watching football and all. That's all I needed. How long were we off? Like 4 or 5 days?
Yeah, well, 3 days, actually. Yeah,
yeah, three work days and then the weekend. So
right,
yeah.
Five total.
Right. So, I got a couple of ball games of relaxation time in there. Perfectly fine. I'm re-energized.
Ready to go.
I mean, y'all have seen me today, how energetic and enthusiastic I am.
Fired up.
I mean, I don't need to, what do they call it?
Relax.
Recline in any way. Well, I need to be upright and moving. I mean, I'm only 71 years old. Cooking. Cleaning out a garage, those kinds of things that we all love doing.
Sure.
You know? What?
I'm thinking, how high is that ceiling just in case you need to hang yourself?
The Share Funny Podcast is a production of the Ace and TJ family. To get more Ace and TJ 24/7, download the Ace and TJ app. Just search for Ace and TJ in your app store. All Share Funny material, copyright ATJ Incorporated 2021.
The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. Drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love & Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenics, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at acetj.com/neogenics. Neogenix.
The Love & Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love & Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
Get your home secured for less than $1 a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.
It's your chance to win with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Win incredible prizes like concert tickets, gift cards, merch, and so much more. Start earning points with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. All on the Ace and TJ Family app, available in your app store or at acetj.com/app.
Ace and TJ are well known for their charities. First, it was the Grin Kids, where they took terminally ill children and their families for a once-in-a-lifetime trip to Disney World. Now, it's Peyton's Promise, giving assistance fast to people who are in dire need, including the most recent first quarter of the rest of your life giveaway, where they gave away $10,000 to someone who needed it. None of which would be possible without great sponsors like the Temple Team at Keller Williams, the Johnson Group, Bradham Brothers, CompuCom, and Table and Twine. To find out more about Peyton's Promise, just go to peytonspromise.org.
All guests of the Ace and TJ Show stay at the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms, incredible dining options. Book your room by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years. But then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you, and if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah, learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenix. Neogenix is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenix.